As a young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
And it's another Thursday at the Two Oceans Vibe Show. Welcome back to the stadium, coming to you live from the Atlantic seaboard, as you heard earlier in that ridiculous intro. I'd also like to inform those expats listening in, we've got a 28 degrees going on here, but to be frank, it must be 30. Stellenbosch, 40 degrees, I believe. Dave, welcome to the show.
Jesus, that's quite an intro, my man.
Weren't you in Stellenbosch earlier on?
I was pottering around the winelands, absolutely. Preparing myself. I know what's required when I'm spending time with Seth Rotherham.
That's what I like about the Dirty Skirts, is they are professionals, they are artists. They go away to get into character. Dave went all the way to Stellenbosch just to think about the show and the rest of it. Good to have you here, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave, before we move on, I think we just need to ask what I assume is the most asked question that you get. What do you think the question is?
Am I gay?
That's the second most asked question. What is the first one in terms of the dirty skirts?
Why are we called the Dirty Skirts? It drives a stake into my heart.
That's what I thought. And why are you called the Dirty Skirts?
Jesus, I should have prepared for this.
You must have answered it a few times.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if I should tell the truth. Actually, I'm not ready for that. It was just random. I think that's the safest bet.
Very random. Dirty skirts. Thinking Herschel, Rustenburg, girls. That's all that I can see.
Eager to please.
Anyway, Dave, welcome to the show. I thought we'd kick off with a bit of George Michael, Freedom. I heard it this morning. Very sexual song. Got me very excited. Just so me and Dave can calm down. It's all very exciting. We'll catch you after this. It's 3:38.
Understand, but to know that I-
And we're back at 3:43. I'm Seth Rotherham. You're back on the Two Ocean Vibe Show with Dave Moffat from the Dirty Skirts, South Africa's number one and greatest rock band. Is that disputed, Dave?
Probably.
Probably not, though. I haven't heard of any other number one bands. Before we get into this, I just want to mention a number to you people out there. If you've got anything to say, any gripes, any whatever, rants and raves, or if you have a question for Dave from the Dirty Skirts, please text your numbers, your text messages, your messages, questions to +27 76 907 3679. I'll give that to you again. +27 76 907 3679. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, my man.
Are you relaxed now? You've had two tequilas, two beers, couple cigarettes and two jugs of hydroponics, which is the
that's the beauty about the Two Oceans Vibe Show. You know, you just couldn't get away with this at 5 FM. I mean, they might tolerate it inside the studio, but you'd never get through security.
Who was the DJ that you were with?
Nicole Fox. And I have to say, you're not as good looking, but then I think radio is the right media channel for you, because you definitely couldn't conduct interviews in the nude like you are now.
It's the classic good face for radio, good body for radio.
Yeah, no, it's that vibe. You know, you just can't do this if you're naked in front of television.
Great cock for TV, though, let's face it. Great cock for you, porn. Dave, just to chat about the band for a little bit, am I right in saying you guys don't actually have a label, even though you've had two successful albums? The first was self-titled, Dirty Skirts, and the second one was On a Stellar Bender, which was featured on Capital FM in London. Why don't you guys have a label yet?
Well, up till this point, I mean, we've kind of just figured that we could do most of it ourselves, and I think we've succeeded in achieving most of the objectives we set for ourselves at home. We definitely are looking for the right partnership, but just waiting for a deal that appeals to us.
It's funny that you say that, because you heard that thing that Johnny Vaughan said about you guys.
That was fucking hilarious. I must say, I think he's on crack. I mean, I don't know where he got his facts, you know. I mean, there's definitely not a lawyer in the band, that's for sure.
Definitely not. I was actually with him in the car when he was talking about the Dirty Skirts, and he had picked up from one of our mates that, apparently they're all like 40 years old and they've got serious jobs, etc., like accountants and lawyers.
The sad thing is that, most other guys do actually have jobs, but I'll just dive into them for a second.
They don't have to have them, they just want sports cars.
And the thing is that, I just want to clarify what people's vocations are. Jess warms wax at a bikini hair removal salon. In fact, the first time I heard him, I was dropping my bird off there to have the full body.
Yeah.
And I met him there. He was warming the wax. He was running on a treadmill.
Just by the way, Jess is Jeremy Dottoli, the lead singer of the band. What a fucking legend. He was meant to be here today, but as Dave is saying, he was having his wax. Go on.
He's running on the treadmill, heating up the pot of wax at the salon. Anyway, I just heard this really creamy vocal from the back. And I was looking for a singer at the time. I stuck my head around there and offered the man a job.
And the rest is history. Do you guys get on fairly well? I mean, you guys, I've caught you both at the Virgin Active playing a round of tennis. Is that right?
Let's not get into that. But
around robin with each other.
Definitely not adhering to strictly white's policy. But that being clothing, of course.
Yeah, no racist undertones, yeah, whatsoever.
But the rest of the band, Marky works the pie oven at his family's corner store. And he's, Marky, if you're listening to this, those pies are probably burning. So take them out, my boy, and stick the next lot in.
Is that Marky B?
That would be Marky D, yeah.
Marky D's on the drums, right?
He's our beat master, yeah.
I like Marky D, he's a good boy.
Lastly, we have The Passion, who we've been working with for a couple of years. Now, and I must say,
oh, of course,
he is a total mystery. I have no idea where he lives. None of us have ever been to his house. We have no conclusive evidence that he doesn't actually live out of his car.
So you've never seen his home?
Never seen his home. He's a man
of
mystery.
Where does he claim to live?
He claims to live in Woodstock, but Woodstock claims he doesn't.
I don't know if people just claim to live in Woodstock. I mean, where do you live that you have to claim that you live in Woodstock? In a nice way. So you guys fit together fairly well. With regards to sort of music tastes, I mean, there's yours, there's Jeremy, there's everyone else. How do they fit together? Who would you say your major influences are?
You know, it's difficult to say because everyone's got their own influences. We come from quite different kind of look. We're all quite different ages and stuff. So, you know, Marquis probably keeps us pushing us on the more contemporary stuff. Jess is
How do the ages work from the oldest to the youngest?
Good ten years.
Jeremy's a good 50 now, huh?
31, I think.
Let's just see what Johnny Vaughan had to say on. This is London's number one radio station. Johnny Vaughan is the morning show DJ, and this was his first show after coming back from South Africa. Let's see what he had to say. Did you just have a sip of your Miller's there?
No.
This is Johnny Vaughan. And that's the wrong one. Let's try the other one. Sorry about that, kids.
Early 40s. Decided to go into music. There's a lawyer, an accountant. Hilarious when they go into like meetings with managers who are trying to rip them off. They're going, there's an interesting thing here in clause 5 on the residuals for international sales. Could we just go through that? They haven't got a manager yet because they've just seen through them all.
No need.
But anyway, I'll just tell you just a quick burst of this just because it's before 6:30. I'm allowed to. You ready for this? This is called Homewrecker. It's from their album On a Stella Bender, and I think you're going to really enjoy the choruses. I really enjoyed them. They're excellent live, and actually brilliant, but I thought they were really good. They really have the sound of kind of 78, okay, which is so much aped by who were we just discussing, yeah. Gareth, before you heard it?
Vitellis.
Vitellis and that kind of stuff. I think they really got it, and I wouldn't play them if I didn't think they were quite good, so here you go. I'll just take it up to the chorus, which I know you'll like. Here you go.
So that was Capital FM. That was a good little slot, and I like the way he lied and said that he had seen you live when he hadn't.
I know. You're a liar, Johnny Vaughan.
But so that's it. We're gonna move on to a bit of Chili Peppers as we slot into the vibe here of the vibe with the vibe. The catch you after this is 3:50. This is Seth Rotherham with the Two Oceans Vibe Show. Catch you in a bit.
As a young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
And if you just joined us, it's 3:55. This is the Two Oceans Vibe Show live. I'm Seth Rotherham. I'm here in the studio with Dave Moffat from the Dirty Skirts.
Stop
welcome back, Dave.
Stop touching yourself.
Stop touching yourself. What do you think of that intro? Kind of like,
I must say it's very spicy.
Very sexual.
I love it.
Did you watch the tennis this morning?
I caught the highlights. I must say I'm very excited.
Has there ever been a hotter final? I mean, run us through the names there. Anna?
I don't know if I can get the pronunciation of all these girls right, because they all seem to be like Eastern European, like Russian kind of names. You know, I'm starting to wonder about that part of the world, because let's face it, you know, they're tennis players, but they're also fucking hot. What's going on with that?
They are fucking hot. Anna Ivanovic, Ivanovic, I heard some stories, apparently, like, classic story, like war-torn Serbia, and I was out there. She had to go to training to avoid the bombs in her neighborhood, like classic story, and was seen at the age of 15 training in a empty pool.
I'll show you an empty pool. It's kind of crazy. You know, it's like they're all from like the Ukraine or Latvia or something like that. I'm starting to think like maybe everyone from that part of the world is hot. Like, I wouldn't be surprised maybe like next to Estonia, there's a little country called Vagina.
Not a bad vibe at all.
It could be.
Vagina. I think the girls that live in the town of Vagina generally end up at Mavericks. Where
exactly. I was going to say, you know, I'm not like throwing it out there. I mean, I've researched this. You only have to look at Mavericks, mavericks.co.za, to check them out. Look at the girls. Look at where the hotties are from. All from that part of the world. And what about Peter Hegre's website? Come on. If you're a guy, if you're a girl, if you're definitely a
Peter
guy.
Peter Hegre Art.
Even girls, go for it. Peter Hegre Art.
It's Hegre.com.
/art.com. Check it out. It's hot.
It's very easy for you to say, being the
See
only
how
person.
I just quoted Paris, which is the coffee table book here sitting.
Yeah,
next
there's a coffee table book here, which
Why
is Paris Hilton's
Why
book.
Why is that?
It's just to add to the Two Oceans Vibe, Confessions of an Heiress.
I feel much more comfortable with her next to me, yeah.
No, you should do. And there's Paris. Another one there of Claudia
I'll
Schiffer.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Where were we before that? The Ukraine. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I haven't seen too many chicks from Serbia in the Mavericks. I think they need to work on the whole like chicks who aren't making it into tennis.
They need to broaden their profile. The thing is that they've got to get those girls out of their like army fatigues and see what's going on underneath. I'm sure they're all hot.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll see more of it on Saturday with Anna Ivanovic and Maria Sharapova in the final. The hottest final that tennis has ever seen. It really is. I'm very excited about it. Like I said to you, I haven't had any marijuana or alcohol for the last 3 days. And this morning is a lie.
This is
true. And I was fucking going ballistic in the safe house in Camps Bay this morning, 7 o'clock. Again, if you need to send any questions or any whatevers to the show, send a text to +27 76 907 3679. One more time, quickly, +27 76 907 3679. And if you've got Skype voice, we'll be taking calls at about 4:30. That's in half an hour. Our Skype name is The Two Oceans Vibe Show. That's to the number, which you must know, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this. Dirty Skirts, any gigs coming up soon?
To be honest, we're writing our new album at the moment, and so
have you got a name yet for the album?
No. Just having fun, sketching stuff out at the moment. So we booked the studio for April, so hopefully we'll have an album together by then. It's quite a short time to write an album, but the boys are busy. So not that many gigs. We are doing a couple of shows. If you
haven't
want
to you check landed, you're going to the Splashy Fen.
Yeah. We're playing Splashy Fen this year. Really
Splashy Fen's in Durban, and that's why fans out there will be wondering why the Dirty Skirts aren't at Coke Fest. It's because they've already secured Splashy Fen. Tell us about that.
Well, Splashy Fen is South Africa's oldest festival, and being a bit of a Durbanite myself, it's very close to my heart. And it's a great festival. It's it attracts probably nine or 10,000 people.
Million people, yeah.
And it's in the most beautiful, it's not actually in Durban, it's up in the Natal Midlands, like on the foothills of the Drakensberg. So it's a really beautiful environment, and it's a super fun way to spend the Easter weekend. So we're looking forward to it. It's the second time we've played that show.
Well, I'm sure the guys will be excited to hear that. Now, you say that you're from Durban originally. When did you move to Cape Town, Dave?
I was officially deported about 8 years ago.
You're thrown out?
Thrown out of Durban.
Okay, now my when you met my dad, he seemed to know your
uncle,
whose name is
Peter.
Peter who?
Peter Moffat.
No, he said something else. He says, "Are you so and so's?" No, who's your?
That's
who's
my old man. That's my old man. Are you Denny Moffat's boy?
Are you Denny's boy? I love the way the old guys talk. It's fucking funny. So you must be the second oldest member of the band. Is that right?
No, second youngest.
Second youngest.
Four in the band, so that's one below.
Okay, very interesting. And you you were like married and had a kid during the whole vibe, but you were married quite some time before to your childhood sweetheart, Kate.
Yes,
right?
That's absolutely correct.
The gorgeous Katie Moffat, who I absolutely adore. And
easy stallion.
Slowly. How does it all work? Like
the other thing is, there's that old rumor about like playing music, and that is that it's all sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah. How do you handle starting like a rock band that's doing well?
The fact is, it's the truth. Well,
so what?
That it is sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But the sex is from one chick only.
No. Yeah. Well, exactly.
She's listening, chicks. Yeah. Okay. Good. Speaking of which, because of that, I mean, how many sort of blowjobs from groupies do you think you've missed? To the nearest 10.
Merely as an observation, I would say let's round off to 6 or 7.
700. Is that how crazy it is backstage?
I'm sure it's the same even for that band, like for, you know, like for those four girls that play violins and, you know, there's jazz bands you see outdoors
and the
at chords, the waterfront. I'm sure it's the same for all bands.
Who gets the most action out of the band?
I would not do my partners that disservice, although I am planning on giving them a hard time today. I think that would be one that would result in a resounding puss club band. I'm keen to avoid one of those for a while.
Well, I know that Jeremy Jezebel, which I like to call him, is seeing an amazing chick, and no more. Okay, this is cancelled. So
we need to do a little bit more research before you launch.
Yeah, what I was about to say is that leaves two guys and between them, but it looks like Jezebel's back. Back in the mix. Nice one, Jez, fucking back in action. When does a groupie actually become a stalker?
Well, I think, you know, the key differentiator is that if a bird's a psycho, she normally has a clipping of your hair in her purse. But before then, you know,
have you seen that before?
I've definitely seen it. It's like, how the fuck did you get that?
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Dave?
Yes.
Who's hair?
Everyone in the band. You know, a little clipping and like a little fucking thing inside someone's wallet. And it's like, those are curlier than my hair.
From your head?
And that's when it gets really strange. You realize they've actually fucking drugged you and been in your hotel room when you're fast asleep. And
was that hair from your head or?
I look like I've got curly hair.
I don't know. Well, who's got curly hair in the band?
No one.
So there were no pubes whatsoever.
Yeah, no, fuck it. It's a little bit worrying. But the thing with groupies is they always want to invite themselves to the after party. Even if there isn't one, they say, we'll make one.
We'll see you there and get your pants on. This is Led Zepp. It's 4:03. It's Church of Vibe Show. Catch you after this. Sick is all I can say. Led Zeppelin, whole lot of love. You're back live. For those of you who joined us, welcome. It's the Two Oceans Vibe Show with me, Seth Rotherham, and my guest today, Dave Moffat from the Dirty Skirts. Say hello again, Dave.
What's up?
Nice to see some people logging into the Skype. We'll take some calls in about 20 minutes' time. Got some of the usuals, got some new people. Awesome. Hi, Tammy. Heard you had a good time on the river. Nice one. All of the songs today were chosen by our guest, Dave Moffat, except Freedom by George Michael, mine earlier. That's my little gay side. And Dave, do you find any pressure when people ask you for like a list of songs, like now that you are doing like rock and you're like a rock star and stuff, do you do you find yourself trying to prove a point?
Today was pretty fun because we've done the odd radio interview and you definitely can't like dictate a playlist, so it's quite fun to pull out bit of Led Zeppelin, whole lot of love, stuff like that. Otherwise, it wouldn't be tolerated. So sure, it's cool. But I must say, what does suck, and if any of my friends are listening, pay attention, is that as soon as you play an instrument, everyone thinks that every party they have, you're going to handle the music every time it switches off.
Yeah, it's a
fuck. Fuck off.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Dave's made it quite clear there. Dave, just speaking of sort of rock and your sort of taste in music and stuff, do you have any favorite South African bands?
I love South African bands, and there's just such incredible stuff going on in South Africa at the moment. It's is really very exciting. I mean, we obviously participate in the indie scene, and in that alone, like, I'm a big fan of Desmond and the Tutus, Taxi Violence, Lark, Johnny Neon, Sweatex, you know, the New Loud Rockets. There's just loads. I mean, there's probably too many to mention. You fucking get yourself in that fucking pit of trouble and not mention the right band. But yeah, there's so much going on. And outside of the rock scene, I'm fucking big fan of the Rudimentals. We've done one or two shows with Zola and guys like that that have introduced us to a whole new scene. It's just, it's really exciting what's going on in South African music right now.
Nice. So from that, being a rock star, I mean, you are really like one of the South African rock groups. Dirty Skirts are right up there with the rest. I mean, it's always said in the same sort of sentence, which is weird for me being an old friend of yours. It's like, is this fucking serious? I mean, is this really, like, you know, or are we just fucking around here?
You know the truth, then.
I know the truth. Are there any sort of rock star perks that you have, which has, like, made you think, Jesus, we really are rocking here. Look at this shit.
We've actually had so many really incredible experiences through doing this, which is just fantastic. I mean, you know, there's probably too many to mention, but here's an odd one. We did a show at Levi's the other day for HIV awareness in Johannesburg,
yeah,
in the CBD, and they wanted to do an interview with us around just our thoughts on this problem that this country faces. And for the interview, basically, they stopped all of the traffic going into the CBD over Nelson Mandela Bridge. All the traffic.
Where is that?
This,
yeah,
this in is Johannesburg. They stuck a big red couch in the middle of the road, and we sat on this thing, and we just looked at each other, and we were like, oh my God, look at this.
Why is there a couch in the road?
No, they stuck it there for the interview. Yeah. How many of these tequilas have you had?
a couple.
All right, moving on. No, just unbelievable. You know, sun setting, we're sitting on a couch on Nelson Mandela Bridge in the CBD of Johannesburg. You know, there's like cops on the other end of the bridge, like turning away traffic, and you know, it's just that sort of stuff you can't create. You know, it's just amazing.
That's fucking great. And I mean, have you had any of that sort of jet set rock vibe? Any sort of like private?
Yeah, we have. We've had a taste, and I think you know, we want more. The one recent experience was we were booked for two shows within a fairly tight time frame. The one was in Cape Town, and the other was in Plett. The Cape Town show was Roller Coaster. So we actually opened the show at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and immediately after we were finished, we were picked up in two very flashy vehicles, which I'm told had bulletproof windows. Not that anyone would want to shoot us. Maybe some tomatoes, some zucchinis, that kind of stuff, but definitely not bullets. And we pumped through to the airport.
Zucchinis, beautiful, yeah.
We pumped through to the airport, and we got on our on a private charter plane and flew to Plett, which was fucking hysterical.
Was that like a major gig?
No, it was really. When we got there, it was fairly odd. I mean, we played like a bar for like 150 people, which was kind of strange.
It's such a hit that you have flown there.
But I'll tell you, the thing that was really funny, it was like our plane, I'm not going to like act out, we were there on like a Learjet with like a fucking dance floor on it. We flew in basically what was much like a Folksy bus with wings. And, yeah, you know, I'm a bit of a nervous flyer at the best of times. So I got well tanked at Roller Coaster. And, you know, it's a bit of a, like a Mr. T vibe. Like the guys have to knock me out before we get on a plane.
So
I was drunk enough to get on this little flight, and the Foxy with wings took off, and we weren't like 20 minutes into the flight, and we were still like trying to get off like Cape Town Airport.
Call it 8,000 feet.
You know, 8,000 feet, we're still like within Cape Town Airport, and then I realized that there actually isn't a toilet on this plane.
No.
And maybe six beers was not such a good idea.
So you're looking for a little hurl rather than a little poo or wee?
No, it's fine. You know, it's that whole gods must be, crazy. Yeah. But yeah. Just like piss in a Coke bottle and throw it out. But I think that one probably knocked someone out properly.
I think they used that in an advert recently for rugby, didn't they?
Yeah.
Nice vibe. We caught up with Dave yesterday just to plan for the show. And sorry, I just got a little bit preoccupied there. We got caught up in at Vita E on Kloof Road. We ran through a few things, which we'll be running through very shortly. This is Jane's Addiction. One of David Moffat from the Dirty Skirts choices. It's called Being Caught Stealing. It's 4:15. This is Seth Rotherham, Two Oceans Vibe Show. It's 30 degrees outside, people. Get into it.
I'm
very beautiful. Look how gay Dave can be. Just opened another Miller's. Beautiful. You're back at the 2 hours.
I don't buy the gay beer, dude. I mean, come on. Who drinks this shit?
You know what? I lived with Mark Fuel, the fabrics guy, for a while, and being into fabrics, he's into Miller's as well. That was Being Caught Stealing by Jane's Addiction, one of Dave Moffat from Dirty Skirt's choices for this show. Welcome back, Dave.
Hello.
Just to finish off on the whole sort of band vibe, tell us about, obviously there's a lot of things that get said about you. How do you handle the various kinds of critics out there?
What critics?
Nice. Very nice. You handle.
Are there actually people out there that don't like the Dirty Skirts? Brad, if you're listening, you can fuck off.
Go fuck yourself, Dave. Quietly, in a corner. Go fuck yourself. Bye, Dave. Dave's fucking himself in the corner. How do you handle, I mean, I haven't read any bad press. Do you get any bad press?
Definitely, yeah. We've had some bad press, of course. You know, some people have problems. You know, some people are fucking drug addicts. Other people are.
Do you get angry about it? Or
do I sound like I'm fucking angry? It's not like it's my ego.
I must say, I just had a brief fucking stint of it recently. It happens a lot.
Look, Seth. Seth
comes in.
You know,
it comes in surges.
I mean, we know that we can't even have this discussion without like turning the camera in your direction. You know, I read something the other day that the cyclists, the cycling community.
Did you read what I said about the cyclists?
You know, and those guys, they want to.
If there are any cyclists out there, by the way, the Skype line, if you want to chat, is the Two Oceans Vibe Show. Please feel free.
Yeah, I know. I got a question for the cyclists. So I got a question. Is there not one fashion designer who is a cyclist?
Yeah, and are you
you know, why do all cyclists wear those fucking appalling clothes?
Yeah, are you happy paying a grand for Federal Express all over your fucking torso when you're 60 years of age? Is that ideal, walking into Sandbar or fucking Caprice with your clip-clop shoes, ordering muesli? I mean, is that where you think your grandchildren and children need to see? I can't walk properly.
I have a cappuccino.
Yeah, I got my clip shoes on and I leant my bike against the fucking pole. Well done. Dan, you cock. Get him a muesli. Fuck off. It's so bad. I mean, imagine seeing your dad. Seriously, yeah, there are guys like 40 years old, 50 years old.
Big time. In like baggy cycling shorts.
Yeah, it's they're weird. Like with like a storage section at the back of their shorts, which has got like Elastiband on it.
And
for
like
their
all
fucking
those sunglasses. What is it with cyclist
Jesus
sunglasses?
And have you noticed their faces are all quite pinched?
Yeah, they ride too fast.
I know. Why is that? Jesus. I fucking
slow down, buddy.
The article that I wrote about the cyclists, where they all had their little forum on some hub website.
The one where the guy said, I want to punch him in the face.
No, I want to punch Seth Rotheringhampton in the face.
I'll do it for you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. And it felt great. Thank you very much. You've punched me. That was after I was driving on my scooter. This was before they used up 12 pages of their fucking forum to moan about it. I was driving along calmly and I stopped at some lights and I saw a cyclist behind and I just thought, if this guy goes through here, I'm going to fucking go for it because I have had enough. It just annoys me. It's like, it's one thing the taxi's going through, but like, you know, do we all have to behave like them? Should we all just fucking shoot each other? Should we all like just go fucking ballistic? Cyclists, that was the argument that the one guy gave me. Send me an email going like, why don't you make a scene about the fucking taxis? It's like, no,
they're
bro,
like,
the taxis aren't
they're
writing
not exactly
emails
an
to
example
me.
Of how
exactly. So I stopped and the oak went through and I